Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Slight chance for storms today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 85. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 60 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 90. Dry Wednesday and Thursday under mainly clear skies with highs in the mid-90s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update, sponsored by Gray Local Media.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. The U.S. Senate will begin voting today on amendments to President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill. Senators will begin introducing and debating amendments to the bill, which, before a final vote, needs to pass a simple majority to pass. Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson says Kansas has an edge over Missouri in the incentives battle for the Chiefs and the Royals. The Chiefs ask Kansas to extend a deadline on the incentives offer, which expires today. And support continues to pour in for the family of Phillips County Deputy Brandon Gady, who was shot and killed Friday night in Phillipsburg. More than $35,000 has been raised through GoFundMe. And Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Do you feel dizzy, off balance, or like your world is constantly spinning? You might be suffering from an inner ear vestibular disorder. These disorders can make you feel disoriented and foggy-headed. But the Vestibular Disorders Association can help. Visit liferebalance.org or call 800-837-8428 to learn more. That's liferebalance.org. Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. According to the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Department spokesman, Brandon Stitt, at around 9:28 p.m. on Friday, June 27th, the Phillips County Sheriff's Office received a report of illegal, non-consumer-grade fireworks being detonated at 899 First Street in Phillipsburg. Phillips County Deputy Brandon Gady responded to the scene and contacted 27-year-old Colton Griffith, a resident of the address, and the individual believed responsible for the fireworks. During the encounter, the deputy developed probable cause to arrest Griffith. However, as the undersheriff attempted to place Griffith in handcuffs, a struggle broke out, and Griffith pulled a concealed handgun, opening fire on the deputy. Despite being struck by gunfire, the deputy returned fire and hit Griffith multiple times, and Griffith died at the scene. EMS transported Undersheriff Brandon Gady to a local hospital, though, despite life-saving measures, medical personnel pronounced him dead at 10:24 p.m. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office, the lead agency in the investigation, is working to determine the full sequence of events that led to the shooting. Detectives are reviewing evidence and statements from witnesses, medical staff, and others involved, and the Sheriff's Office will release additional information as it becomes available. The case findings will be submitted to the Phillips County Attorney upon the conclusion of the investigation. On behalf of the family of Deputy Brandon Gady, all donations of cash or check can be taken to the Farmer State Bank in Phillipsburg, and there's also a Venmo account set up online. The Sheriff's Office reported that they are aware that there are multiple fraudulent accounts coming up asking for donations for the family, and they have other jurisdictions assisting in trying to track them and shut them down. As far as any physical goods, like food, flowers, and such, the Gady family has requested that they be dropped off at the Phillips County Sheriff's Office, and they will make sure that they get everything. Sean Stewart, Public Affairs Manager for AAA Kansas, is projecting strong travel volume for the upcoming Independence Day holiday, saying travelers are gearing up for a busy 4th of July travel period across the Sunflower State. He said with a wide majority of travelers going by car, AAA is reminding Kansans to follow the rules of the road, always stay sober behind the wheel, be courteous to other road users, and remember to buckle up everyone, every time, every trip before heading down the road. AAA is also reminding drivers not to be distracted, with stewards saying phones should be set to do not disturb, set the navigation, climate control, and infotainment controls before leaving the driveway, and instead of going through a fast food drive-through, take a break from the roadway and go inside the restaurant to eat. Not only will that cut down on driving fatigue, but it will also keep food and beverages from becoming a distraction. Drivers are reminded to be sure their vehicle is up to date on regular maintenance before hitting the road. Get your battery checked by a qualified technician and check your tire pressure and tread, as tires and batteries are some of the most common problems that interrupt summer travel. INRIX, a provider of transportation data and insights, expects Wednesday, July 2nd, and Sunday, July 6th, to be the busiest days on the road, and afternoon hours will be the most congested. Drivers should hit the road in the morning to avoid the worst traffic, but keep in mind construction, crashes, or severe weather that could impact travel times. You need to watch for stopped vehicles and slow down and move over for emergency responders. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has issued a public health advisory due to blue-green algae. The water recreation season in Kansas officially runs from April 1st to October 31st, as due to the harmful algae blooms response program's active operations. Kansans should remain vigilant while engaging in activities taking place in or on the water, such as swimming, boating, and fishing. A harmful algae bloom may look like foam, scum, or paint floating on the water and be colored blue, bright green, brown, or red. And blooms can develop rapidly, so if the water appears suspicious or if there's decaying algae on the shore, avoid contact and keep your dogs away. These toxins can be absorbed by ingestion, inhalation of aerosols, and even skin contact, and symptoms vary depending upon the type of exposure, like direct contact, ingestion, or inhalation, but can include rash, vomiting, diarrhea, fever, sore throat, and headache. If you or your pets come into contact with algae, you need to rinse the areas with clean, fresh water, and suspected harmful algae bloom-related health incidents, whether human or animal, regardless of the season, should be reported as soon as possible at kdhe.ks.gov/1163. Pet owners should be aware that animals that swim or drink water affected by a harmful algae bloom or who eat dried algae along the shore may become seriously ill or die. Active advisories include a watch status for Norton Lake, Keith Sebelius Reservoir in Norton County. And a watch status means that a harmful algae bloom is possible and may be present. And when a watch is issued, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment recommends precautions to be taken that includes that signage should be posted at all public access locations, water may be unsafe for humans and animals, avoid areas of algae accumulation and don't let people or animals eat dried algae or drink contaminated water, swimming, wading, skiing, and jet skiing are discouraged near visible blooms, boating and fishing are safe, however, inhalation of the spray may affect some individuals, so avoid direct contact with water and wash with clean water after any contact, and clean your fish thoroughly with potable water, and eat only the fillet portion. Advisories are lifted when cell densities and toxins concentrations dissipate to levels below the watch threshold. For information on blue-green algae and reporting potential harmful algae blooms, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov/HAB. In Nebraska news, a Nebraska gas station manager who was accused of fraudulently claiming a winning ticket is trying to get his case dismissed. On Wednesday, Jeremiah Eller's attorney filed a motion alleging that there was not enough evidence presented at his preliminary hearing. Ellers, who is charged with felony theft by deception, worked at a gas station in Greeley. Court documents said that he was caught on camera stealing scratch-off tickets at the store. Video shows Ellers scratching and validating a winning $300,000 ticket before paying for it. An authority said on April 12th, he took the ticket to the Nebraska Lottery Office in Lincoln and received $213,000 after taxes. State law requires that lottery tickets be paid for up front. In a new filing in Lancaster County District Court, Eller's attorney asked the judge to quash the case. The motion said the evidence cited in the preliminary hearing in county court was insufficient as a matter of law to show that a crime was committed or that there was probable cause to believe that the defendant had committed the crime. Judge Kevin McNamon will consider the request at a July 29th hearing. A North Platte woman faces charges after allegedly using a 90-year-old woman's credit cards for unauthorized purchases. 38-year-old Jasmine Bowe has been charged in Lincoln County Court with abuse of a vulnerable adult. According to the arrest affidavit, the elderly woman reported on June 9th that her former caregiver, Bowe, had used two of her credit cards without permission. A North Platte police officer said an investigation revealed 5 fraudulent charges on one card and 10 on another. The affidavit detailed that the unauthorized charges included fast food orders, a utility bill, and a cell phone bill, none of which were made by the elderly woman. On June 25, 2025, an officer interviewed Bowe, who admitted to fraudulently using the elderly woman's credit cards. She was subsequently arrested and booked into the Lincoln County Jail. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The U.S. Small Business Administration, or SBA, is reminding private nonprofit, or PNP, organizations in Kansas of the July 22nd deadline to apply for low-interest federal disaster loans to offset physical damage caused by the severe winter storm, straight-line winds, flooding, and wildfires that occurred March 14th to the 19th. The disaster declaration covers local counties that include Ellis, Logan, Phillips, Sheridan, Norton, Wallace, and Smith, among others. Under the declaration, PMPs providing services of a governmental nature are eligible to apply for business physical disaster loans, and eligible PMPs may borrow up to $2 million to repair or replace disaster-damaged or destroyed real estate, machinery and equipment, inventory, and other business assets. Applicants may be eligible for a loan amount increase of up to 20% of their physical damages as verified by the SBA for mitigation purposes, and eligible mitigation improvements might include insulating pipes, walls and attics, weather stripping doors and windows, and installing storm windows to help protect property and occupants from future damage caused by any disaster. PMPs are also eligible to apply for economic injury disaster loans, or EIDLs, to help meet working capital needs. The loans may be used to pay fixed debts, payroll, accounts payable, and other bills not paid due to the disaster, and EIDL assistance is available regardless of whether the PMP suffered any physical property damage. The SBA encourages applicants to submit their loan applications promptly, with the applications being prioritized in the order that they're received, and the SBA remains committed to processing them as efficiently as possible. To apply online, you can visit sba.gov/disaster, and the deadline to return physical damage applications is July 22, 2025, with the deadline to return economic injury applications of February 23, 2026. Barton Community College has named 294 students to the president's list for the spring 2025 semester. To qualify for this honor, students must have been enrolled in a minimum of 12 credit hours and maintained a grade point average of 4.0 on a 4.0 or A letter scale. Local students named to the president's list include in Norton, David Porter and Matthew Rushton, and in Phillipsburg, David Atwood. Barton Community College has also named 293 students to the dean's list for the spring 2025 semester. And to qualify for this honor, students must have been enrolled in a minimum of 12 credit hours and maintain a grade point average of 3.5 to 3.99 on a 4.0 or A letter scale. And in Norton, Valerie Geringer was named to the dean's list. Fort Hays State University Esports Club and Department of Informatics have announced a free 4-day STEM-based gaming development camp in July for students entering grades 8 through 12. The day camp will be held in 2 identical sessions, July 8th to the 11th and July 14th to the 17th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily at Fort Hays State University's Tominek Hall, room 123. Led by Kevin Schaefer, the associate professor and interim chair of Fort Hays State University's Department of Informatics, along with members and alumni of the Fort Hays State University Esports Club, The camp offers a hands-on introduction to game development using Minecraft or PC. Campers will explore creative and survival modes, learn command line interaction, design gameplay arenas, and develop custom modules, and they'll also dive into 3D modeling to create character skins and participate in a game day contest. Lunch, a camp t-shirt, and all materials are free of charge, and each session is limited to 12 participants to ensure a focused, interactive experience. Registration is now open, with the spots limited, so interested students should register early to secure their place. For more information or to register, you can visit fhsu.edu/esports or contact the Department of Informatics at 785-628-5373. Memorial services and interment for Dennis Brown, 78 of Norton, will be held at 2 p.m. on Thursday, July 3rd in the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, to help with the final expenses, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms this morning and then mostly sunny this afternoon with highs in the mid-80s and north winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour. Our chance of precipitation is 50%. For tonight, it should be clear with lows around 60 and northeast winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southeast after midnight. On Tuesday, it should be mostly sunny with highs in the upper 80s and south winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, it should be partly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s and south winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing your weather forecast, on Wednesday, it should be sunny with highs in the lower 90s. On Thursday, mostly sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. On Friday, July 4th, it should be partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon and highs in the lower 90s. On Saturday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon and highs around 90. And on Sunday, it should be partly cloudy in the morning, then mostly sunny with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon and highs in the upper 80s. Currently, with a few clouds, it is 64 degrees. The humidity is 94%. The wind speed is northeast at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.11, and the dew point is 63 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:20 and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Kansas Legislative Coordinating Council, or LLC, will meet to discuss an extension of the star bonds deadline next month. According to Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson, he has called for a meeting with the LLC on July 7th at 2 p.m. The meeting will discuss extending the deadline for the star bonds legislation. The legislation was adopted during the 2024 special session. The decision for the meeting comes after LCC received a letter from Kansas City Chiefs President Mark Donovan. Donovan requested the deadline be extended in light of, quote, substantial progress the team has made in discussing with the administration. Quote, the letter from Mark Donovan indicates the drive to bring this historic project to Kansas is moving down the field, Masterson said, quote, now that we are in the red zone, the extension will provide stakeholders sufficient time to ensure the ball crosses the goal line, end quote. Initially, the star bonds were passed with a June 30th, 2025 deadline. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Paint, rubber, crayons, soybeans can make those. Feed for animals, food for us, fuel for our trucks. Yep, those too. Soybeans are a humble little crop that do so much. In fact, they're the most important bean in the world's economy, and many get their start right here in Kansas. The Soybean Checkoff ensures that there is always an innovative way to use soy. A message from the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.